one of the breakthroughs in technology in the farrier world, I think, is the glue-on shoes, especially for the baby, as the foals, whereas they're crippled, born crippled.
Are they?
Oh, yes. And you can help them then. The big thing a foal is when he's born with them bendy old legs on him. And we can, nowadays we've got acrylic glues, you just glue on the outside of the foot if he's bent underneath so it supports him. Or we've got little cuff that you just put glue on and clean the foot up and put it onto the
foot.
And then you put a medial extension, that's the inside extension, or a lateral, which is the outside. Or a posterior extension as well, which is a long one out the back of the foot. If he's down on his heels like that, got bad joints, you put one on the back, lift him up. And then, of course, for the laminitis horse as well.
Well, now, what's laminitis now? Can you explain?
Fever of the feet, is known as.
What happens to the horse when they get that?
Oh, they're in a sad way. That's another story to talk to you about, laminitis. It's a bad thing to have a horse or a pony go down with laminitis. Worldwide, there's numerous causes, but we've done a lot on that. My mentor on that was a American called Bernie Chapman, who unfortunately died a year or more ago with a tumour on the brain. He came here to England in, I think it was 1985, to give us a talk on his experiences of 20 years in laminitis, and it was amazing. And I made great friends with him. I came here, I made a film with him, here in this yard, and used the vets who were very good about it. It was a breakthrough in the horse world of laminitis.
Well,
he travelled the world teaching it. And using this shoe called support shoe, or he named it, but like American always have a nice fancy eye, a heart bar shoe. And which supports the way he, it wasn't a new shoe, you always said it wasn't a new shoe, I'm not, it's in the old books. Well, I've adapted it. And it's a support, frog support shoe, to lift the column of bones up on the frog and allow the blood flow to continue in the foot, because laminitis has to do with blood flow.